can't believe I let you make me feel ashamed. If I could do it all again, the only thing I would change is how long it took me just to be me, be me.
I just woke up feeling nasty. I just pulled up with the baddie in the backseat. She thinks she a main, that was last week. And if she wanna pour another bottle, better ask me. I just realized that I'm enough, so I'ma drink till I can't speak.
Me feel ashamed if I could do it all again. The only
Yeah. So I hope you all had a blast at 420. Okay, so Mary Garnett Edwards introduced me to Watermelon, and I'm finally going to play her interview that I've been saving since last year. We did the interview just before BC Day, and I'm going to play Mary's song, and then we're going to get to that interview. So here's I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire on CJSF.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same, I'll reach the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world.
Watermelon to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Watermelon. I live in East Van.
Yeah, yeah. And you're the first lady that had the first pot store in Vancouver. Is that correct?
No. That is not true.
Okay.
I didn't have a pot store. I was probably the first person to get arrested for allegedly trafficking ginger snap cookies on Reg Beach.
No way.
And then I went on to get arrested quite a few times, and I had 3 provincial trials and 3 provincial acquittals, and that propelled me to a new form of infamy.
Oh my goodness. And then when did you start your licorice store?
In 2012, actually.
Yes, yeah. And I love it. So tell us about all the different candies that you can get there.
We're an import candy store, so we import mostly candies and licorice from Europe. We have hundreds of different types of imported licorice. If you like licorice, we have the greatest. And it's like a sweet, like, it's like apothecary meets a soda fountain, you know, it's all in jars, and you tell us what we want, and we get it for you. It's very old school.
And it's super cute.
It's really cute.
Okay, so Mary Edwards, and she's right
Hello,
here.
Hello, everybody.
And Mary. You did a video at your house.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so tell us about it.
Well, Mary is the most amazing new singer to hit this city, mm-hmm. Even though she's not new, she's just returning, and she had this beautiful song, and my house was perfect for it, and we shot, and I think it was beautiful, Mary. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
That's right.
Because I was there, and I was...
So now you're doing comedy as well?
I was a stand-up comedian for a good long time. I haven't been done much stand-up since COVID struck, so I've been a little bit out of the loop. But yeah, I've been, I've been doing stand-up comedy since like the 90s.
Wow.
But you also are doing a cartoon. So are you doing
I write a marijuana comic strip for a marijuana magazine. And that's actually a fun little project. I'm not the illustrator. His name is Alex Basio. He is amazing. But we just take historical figures and we dress them up in weed drag.
Okay.
And I'll explain. So we did Mae West Coast and Humphrey Bogart. Marijuana Monroe.
Marijuana Monroe, yes.
Neil Dimebag, he'll still bring you flowers. I think we did Cleopatra recently and In the Garden of Eden. And so I did Jacques Cousteau. I mean, we just walk through historical figures and we make them into weed characters. And
oh
it's
my
really
goodness,
simple.
That's hilarious.
It's almost so simple, but that's why it's beautiful, because it's really simple.
Are you going to BC Bud Day?
No, when's BC Bud Day?
I think it's the holiday, BC Day. I think it's Monday.
Oh, then doing a BC Bud Day? Every day of my life is BC Bud Day. But, you know, so I live inside of BC Bud Day.
That's right.
Also, Watermelon makes some of the best cookies, I think, personally, in Vancouver, which I'll be giving you some of because I bought two big bags of them. And I do eat them. And so, yeah, she's a baker.
Making those pot cookies since 93.
Yeah.
That's what I went to court for.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
But have you always been baking before? Like, not pot, but just normal?
Life. Yeah. My mother baked and I baked. My mother was always, we make everything from scratch. My mother made everything from scratch. I make everything from scratch.
Oh, wonderful.
I even like mill all my own flour. Like I buy whole grains and mill it into flour.
Wow.
So we're a bit psycho that way.
All right. Well, thanks, Mary, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van show.
Anything East Van.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone for tuning in on this special 420 episode. This is DJ Betty signing out. The next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up. We'll catch you all next week.